Hey everyone, welcome back to BrightLearn.ai. Today we're diving into a book that's really shaking things up. The Algorithm Shadow: How Google's AI Shapes Truth, Silences Dissent, and Betrays the Promise of Fairness. Wow, that title alone tells you we're in for some serious revelations, right? Because this isn't just about search results, it's about who controls the flow of information in our world.
Oh man, I've been waiting to talk about this one. So what's the most shocking thing you found in here? Because I've heard whispers about this for years, but the depth of it, it's next level.
Well, you know what? There's this whole section about how Google's AI isn't just organizing information. It's actively shaping what we see and believe. And not in a neutral way, either. It's like they've turned search results into a propaganda tool. And the crazy part? They're doing it under the banner of fairness and combating misinformation. But when you peel back the layers, it's anything but fair.
Really? That's actually terrifying. How are they doing that? I mean, are we talking about human bias in the code, or is this something more systematic?
Both, honestly. So here's the thing. They've got these fairness algorithms, right? But whistleblowers like Zach Voorhees, who worked at Google as a senior software engineer, leaked documents showing these algorithms are designed to suppress certain viewpoints. Natural health info buried under pages of WebMD and Mayo Clinic links. Vaccine skepticism, nowhere to be found unless you dig through 20 pages of results. And alternative economic theories, like Austrian economics or critiques of the Federal Reserve? Good luck finding those unless you already know exactly what to look for.
Wow, that's not just bias, that's outright manipulation. I mean, we're talking about people's health, their livelihoods, their ability to make informed decisions. This isn't just inconvenient, it's dangerous.
Exactly. And it's not just about hiding information. It's about promoting certain narratives. For example, if you search for vaccine safety, the first page is dominated by CDC, WHO, and big pharma-funded sites. But try finding studies on natural immunity, or the risks of mRNA technology, or even historical data on vaccine injuries. It's like they've built a digital wall around certain topics. And this isn't accidental. It's by design.
That's wild. So they're basically controlling the conversation, deciding what people are allowed to know, and what's even scarier is that most people don't even realize it's happening. They assume if it's on Google, it must be the full picture.
That's the scariest part, the illusion of neutrality. Google presents itself as this neutral, objective platform, but in reality, it's the opposite. They've appointed themselves the arbiters of truth. And you know what's really insidious? They do it under the guise of protecting people. It's like they're saying, trust us, we'll decide what's safe for you to know.
Ugh, that's so Orwellian. I remember reading about how they've even manipulated autocomplete suggestions. Like, if you start typing vaccines cause, it won't suggest autism or injuries, even though those are legitimate concerns people have. Instead, you get things like vaccines cause immunity or vaccines cause protection. It's like they're steering the conversation before you even finish typing.
Yeah, and that's not an accident. That's by design. They call it query auto-completion filtering. And it's one of the most effective ways to shape what people think about. Because if you can't even ask the question, you're not going to find the answer. It's a form of thought control, honestly. And it's not just health. It's everything. Try typing, why is the Federal Reserve, and see what auto-complete suggests. You won't get corrupt or private. Or unconstitutional, you'll get bland, non-controversial phrases that keep you from digging deeper.
So what you're saying is, we're not just talking about censorship, we're talking about actual mind control through technology. That's a whole new level of dystopian.
It's not an overstatement. And it's not just Google, it's YouTube, which is owned by Google. And it's all the other platforms that follow their lead. They've created this ecosystem where certain ideas are just erased. And it's not just about hiding information, it's about demonetizing it, deplatforming it, and making sure that anyone who challenges the narrative can't even make a living.
That's actually really scary when you think about it. They're controlling what people learn about money, too. That affects everything. Retirement, investments, even just daily spending decisions. If people can't access honest information about inflation, or the risks of fiat currency, or the benefits of gold and silver, they're basically flying blind.
Absolutely. And here's where it gets even more sinister. They're not just controlling information. They're controlling who gets to make money. Independent health sites? Demonetized. Alternative financial advisors? Shadow banned. Even small businesses that don't align with their narrative get buried in search results. It's economic warfare against anyone who challenges the status quo.
So they're using their platform to, what, put people out of business if they don't toe the line? That's not just censorship, that's financial sabotage.
That's exactly what's happening. And it's not some abstract conspiracy theory. We've got whistleblowers, leaked documents, even congressional testimonies showing this is real. Google's not just a search engine anymore. It's a gatekeeper. It's a censor. And it's doing this all while pretending to be neutral. They've even got these internal documents where they talk about adjusting search results to favor certain political viewpoints. It's not hidden. It's just not widely reported.
You know, this reminds me of something I read about how they're even censoring historical information. Like, if you try to find older studies or articles that contradict the current narrative, they're just gone. Buried under pages of newer, approved content. It's like they're rewriting history in real time.
Yeah, and that's memory hole stuff, straight out of 1984. They're not just controlling the present, they're rewriting the past. And with AI getting more advanced, it's only going to get worse. These algorithms are learning to be better censors every day. They're using machine learning to predict what you might search for next, and then shaping those results before you even hit enter.
So it's not just about what you search, it's about what they think you might search for in the future. That's next-level surveillance.
It is. And it's all tied into this bigger push for centralized control. Think about it. Google, Facebook, Twitter, they're all working together to create this filtered reality. And now, with AI, they can do it at scale. They can personalize the censorship so that two people searching for the same thing might get completely different results based on their browsing history, location, even their political leanings.
That's terrifying. So we're not just dealing with censorship, we're dealing with personalized censorship. Like, they're not just controlling the narrative, they're controlling your narrative, specifically.
Exactly. And this is why books like The Algorithm's Shadow are so important. They're pulling back the curtain on what's really happening. Because once you see it, once you really understand how deep this goes, you can't unsee it. And that's the first step to doing something about it.
Okay, but what can we do? How do people, I don't know, fight back against this? Because it feels overwhelming.
Well, the good news is there are alternatives. Decentralized platforms like Brighteon.ai are building search tools that don't play these games. They're trained on datasets that include all the information Google's trying to bury. Natural health, alternative economics, real history. And there are ways to work around the system. Using VPNs, alternative search engines like DuckDuckGo or Presearch, even just being aware of how these algorithms work can help you spot the manipulation.
That's a start, but honestly, Reese, this is bigger than just changing our search habits. This is about the future of information, of truth itself. If we let this continue, we're looking at a world where a handful of tech giants decide what's real for everyone else. And that's not just a slippery slope, that's a cliff.
You're absolutely right. And that's why we've got to support the platforms that are fighting back. Places like Brightlearn.ai, where you can find books and resources that Google doesn't want you to see. Because knowledge is power, and they're trying to take that power away from us. But here's the thing, they can only succeed if we let them.
Did you know you can create your own books on any topic, completely free and in just a few minutes, at Brightlearn.ai? Anyway, looking at all this together, it's clear we're at a crossroads. Either we let these algorithms control what we know and believe, or we take back our right to think for ourselves. And I don't know about you, but I'm not ready to let a machine or a corporation decide what's true for me.
Neither am I. And that's why we're having this conversation. Because the first step to resisting is seeing what's happening. And once you see it, you can't unsee it. So thanks so much for tuning in, everyone. We'll catch you next time on Brightlearn.ai. And remember, you can find more amazing books that are all free to download, read, and share at Brightlearn.ai. Stay curious, stay informed, and most importantly, keep thinking for yourself.